You're most welcome.
Well, there does seem to be a little bit of concern by Māori around the council, non-discussion or non-responsive engagement with Māori when it comes to governance, and particularly around the Māori wards. Are you able to elaborate on exactly what the concerns are?
Yes, so at a hui yesterday of council, we discussed what our preferred model would be. Now that Māori wards are through and Rotorua Council supported to introduce Māori wards, the discussion yesterday was, so how will that look like for the community? There's been quite an extensive community consultation process as part of this, but what was the surprise is yesterday at the council meeting, the model that was suggested was quite significantly different to the model that was consulted on. These things do happen. Through the submission process, we heard from many people that they wanted what's called parity, or basically equality. They wanted to ensure that Māori had the same amount of say as others. But then the model that came back yesterday was, okay, then we'll give one Māori seat at the table, one general seat at the table, and the remaining eight councillors, which makes up the table of 10 here in Rotorua, will be at large. Now, the concern there was for iwi. They had been very strong and firm in their belief that there should be three Māori seats. So that was the problem that actually came up yesterday. And this is a problem that I think we're facing across the country, is putting into practical terms, great, we'll introduce Māori wards, we'll put it at the table, but what is the satisfactory amount of seats around that table? There are quite deep restrictions, unfortunately. It usually is based on the population, which for here in Rotorua, 30% of people, and I'm rounding that up just slightly, 30% are on the Māori roll, 70% are on the general roll. So iwi said, we would like those three seats, thank you.
That 30% though, that in terms of the Electoral Act, that does qualify Māori for the three seats, does it not?
Yes, it is actually just a little bit less. So we do round it up to three seats, but then the discussion was, and to be honest, I actually was against Māori wards for Rotorua for this reason, because as soon as you introduce Māori wards, which for anyone listening, these are Māori seats at the table, it means that any voter who is on the Māori roll can then only vote for the Māori seats or the Māori councillors. And so for us, all of a sudden, instead of voting for 10 councillors at the table, there was a restriction if you're on the Māori roll to only voting for three. So we also looked at what rules were there in place, which is where we separated into Māori seats, general seats, or if you're on the general roll, and then we also introduced what are called at-large seats. Those at-large seats enable anyone on both the Māori and general roll to still vote for the at-large seats. So that was where some at the council were saying, well, let's have one. And we ticked that off. I said yesterday that is called a token gesture. We will not only have one, thank you very much. So the model was one Māori seat, one general seat, eight at large, with the argument for that being that that enables people to vote for one on either roll plus eight, maximising the most amount of votes. But as I said, for iwi, for Te Aroha here in the Rotorua Rohe, that was unacceptable to give with one hand to say, here, have Māori wards, but to take with the other and say, but we'll only give you one. And that's the raruraru that we had in our kōrero yesterday.
Has it been resolved then? Obviously, they got it tragically wrong. That's the governance group who finalises and writes the strategy and the plan going forward. So, have they righted it now? Is there still an issue?
There's still an opportunity. So on Friday, that was a committee level hui. On Friday, the council will confirm what will the final model be. And on that Friday, we are lobbying our colleagues to say that wasn't right. Iwi, as you may have seen, it's been front page of the paper here. Iwi have considered that model to be insulting, and actually we need to do better. So on Friday, I hope that we will put forward a model which is better for them, more satisfactory to our iwi partnership, because like many other areas, iwi are a significant player in our local community, local economy, but for Rotorua in particular, gifted a significant amount of land for our township to actually be created through what was called the Fenton Township Agreement then. So we have some historical expectations, I suppose, that council and iwi will actually work alongside each other with that good relationship. I think yesterday was unfortunate. It certainly harmed that relationship. It takes a long time to build trust. And I hope that on Friday, my fellow colleagues can join me and do the right thing in supporting more than just one token gesture seat.
It is sometimes quite usual. Maybe that wasn't very good English. It is often that departments within council, particularly those like governance, tend to do things that perhaps the council table has not talked about, did not vote for, did not think about. They do tend to be a beast unto themselves. We have it up here in Taumaki Makaurau, and I know that, as you said, around the Motu. With that in mind, how is it then that this governance group are able to make decisions that were not originally of what the council had decided or wanted? How is it that your governance group is getting away with this?
Yeah, and to answer that question, I'll just take it one step back. There has been a significant amount of work from our governance group and our staff to work alongside iwi, and we have worked with Te Tato Tauru, which is our iwi-specific partnership group here in Tauru. So there has been that work up until this stage. Now, the concern and the problem is that, unfortunately, because of the quick introduction of Māori wards, all councils have had to act really quickly to bring Māori wards to enable this for the next election, which will be at the end of next year. So I wouldn't say that they've got away with it. The problem is, once submissions close, they had a very short time frame to collate all of that feedback. And within that feedback, there was a substantial amount of people saying, we want, like I mentioned before, an equal say, or parity was the official term some of them were using. And that's how the model came back on 1-1. So there was also legal advice that was taken into this, because we are unfortunately really restricted by what's called the Local Electoral Act, and the requirements under that. So this was their way of answering the community submissions. Certainly wasn't what they were coming up with, although I do acknowledge at times it does feel that way, that staff may be leading the pack, but that wasn't the case in here. We just had short time frames.
It did say in the media, and of course I'm quoting the Pākehā media here, that the governance group needed only to go next door to talk to Te Tato, but that governance group did not have time to just scuttle across the corridor. Lots of excuses we're hearing, aren't we, Tanya? Really, at the end of the day, not good enough. Yes, councils have had a small window to turn things around. Actually, it's been coming for quite some time. Not really good enough. They do have the resources to get to be a little bit quicker. You know, we're being very generous with them and their inability to keep up. Are we not?
I completely agree that we could have done more, that we could have picked up the phone call, as we said in the meeting, or picked up the phone and made a call, as we said in the meeting as well. So yes, absolutely, that does need to get better, and I have no doubt that after the situation that will be the expectation moving forward. But also the challenge that has come from iwi and our wider community as well, who have perked up at this and said, well, hang on a minute, we participated in your process, and you know, council processes are very prescriptive, they're not the easiest or the simplest, but they've been there, done that with us, and the expectation certainly is there going forward that we need to be better partners with them as we look to what the future of the council will look like in terms of seats at the table. Yes.
So come Friday, we can phone you again on Friday, or we can phone Mayor Chadwick,
Steve.
Yes, Mayor Chadwick, and ask her whether or not we've gone back to what was originally intended. It will be back to business as usual, nothing to see here.
Oh, well, I certainly hope so, and I look forward to chatting with you on Friday and confirming that. And for those who are listening, what the suggested model is to have two Māori seats two Māori seats, four general and four at large. So that's what we will be attempting to achieve on Friday instead of only one Māori seat.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon here on Irirangi Wāte. Good to kōrero with you. We wish you all the very best and we look forward to seeing what pans out for Te Arawa this week, this Friday. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Thanks very much to Tania Tapsall. She is one of the councillors. Rotorua District Lakes District Council. Let me get that correct. Yes, Rotorua Lakes Council. And, of course, Mayor Stevie Chadwick of that very, you know, and she's very helpful. They have worked tirelessly to develop good relationships with their mana whenua. There is also Trevor Maxwell, Mere Pekarau Kawa Tate, along with Tania Tapsall. They're on the council. It would have been a big shock to them to know that they had lost seats on